By banning smoking anywhere on the property, a handful of hospitals around Wisconsin are going totally smoke-free, indoors and out. No puffing allowed in the parking lot, no lining up just beyond the clinic doors. Milwaukee doctor Michael Lischak says such a policy will eliminate having unhealthy and unsightly smoke outside a building where people go to get well. He says smokers tend to congregate near a building's entrance.
And that's a problem because of the, albeit brief exposure to secondhand smoke, but it's also a problem because of the image that it creates. It's just incompatible with a health facility.
Dr. Lischak is with Columbia St. Mary's, which will start enforcing the expanded smoke-free policy this July at its hospitals and clinics in Milwaukee and Ozaukee counties. He's also part of a Milwaukee group trying to convince other area hospitals to ban smoking outside. Such a policy has already been in place for over a year at one Madison hospital, St. Mary's. Spokesperson Sarah Carlson says they tried to head off problems, which they expected from being located in a residential neighborhood.
We didn't know whether the neighbors would feel like they were suddenly becoming an ashtray or not. So far, that's gone pretty well. We did have a few neighbors comment that it seemed that people were congregating in areas, so we suggested that people try to walk.
An outreach specialist with the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention estimates that at least 7 hospitals in Wisconsin ban smoking, inside and out. Tyler Roberts predicts more will follow suit.
So I think it's definitely a trend, and I'd say it's not a matter of if all hospitals will have smoke-free grounds, but rather a question of when it'll happen.
Hospitals were prompted to expand their no-smoking policies in part because of a Surgeon General's report. It said smoking could cause more than lung cancer and heart disease. It was also linked to leukemia, cataracts, and pneumonia. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.